A proposed ordinance up for consideration this spring would eliminate a 10% discount for Harbor customers who pay for their moorage a year in advance. Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen told the Assembly about the reason behind that discount.
Most of that was because we have a lot of seasonal people that are leaving for big parts of the year and would run the risk of being in the rears and having interest on their account. Now we have a lot of people that are on a monthly payment. We don't seem to have as much need for that particular reason.
Wallen said it was a nice break for customers who could afford to pay for a year up front. It's a discount that costs the Harbor Department an estimated $22,000 to $30,000 a year in revenue. Wallen said the borough's finance director suggested a two-phased increase, eliminating the 10% discount this year and then adding a rate hike next year for all customers.
We'd had a pretty drastic rate increase 2 years ago, and I don't feel good about, you know, going back to the boat owners quite yet. And so if we can push that down the road a year and implement this one little step this year, and then we'll have a year to really talk about across-the-board raises.
Wallen thought that rate hike next year could be around 9%. Rates went up in the harbors in 2012 and for some harbor users again in 2015. Also that year, a financial analysis completed as part of the borough's waterfront master plan recommended further rate hikes in order to cover expenses in the harbors. That report recommended a 12% increase for all users and then smaller annual hikes each year for the next decade to adjust for inflation. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht thought it was important to follow those recommendations.
They wanted us to increase the rates 12% year one, and then another 20% over the next, was it 10 years or something, some in the neighborhood of that? So we've tried to approach this in a way that's a little less harsh, and you know, it's important. We paid a lot of money for these folks to do the economic analysis of our harbor and the infrastructure, but we also don't want to chase people away either.
Assemblymember Eric Castro asked if there would be more rate increases in the future, and Wallen did not rule out that possibility. However, she said the harbors would be done paying back project bonds in 2021, saving the department about $120,000 a year in debt payments and helping the department's bottom line. Another part of the ordinance under consideration would be changing wording for people to qualify for the annual rate in the harbor, increasing that from 6 months to 7 months. The Assembly passed the first reading of those harbor rate changes 6-0, with Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter not at the meeting. The ordinance needs two more approvals by the Assembly before it takes effect. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.